Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter in, we enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in, and we receive, your joy. Tonight, we enter in. Oh yeah, we enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. The price for me, yes you did, Lord. Way back on Calvary, that's why I praise you, Lord. I'm gonna lift you up, yes I will. I magnify your name, Lord. time. A whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Come on, let's give God some praise on tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, come on, enter in with all faith. Come casting out your cares, your fears, your burden downs, whatever it is. Come on, give it all over to God right now. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Glory, hallelujah to your name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. We decree and declare Psalm 40 on this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. For the Bible says in Psalm 40, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, amen, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God, amen. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside the lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your faults towards us cannot be recounted to you in order, amen. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. In the name of Jesus Christ, I've sacrificed an offering you do not desire. My ears you have opened, burnt offerings and sin offerings you do not require. Then I said, behold, I come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, oh my God, and your law is within my heart. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Hallelujah. Just believe him on today. The Bible says in Psalm 40, I have proclaimed the good news of the righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I do not restrain my lips. Oh, Lord, you yourself know, amen. You have not hidden your righteousness within my heart, oh God. You have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. Do not withhold your tender mercies from me, oh Lord. Let your loving kindness and your truth continue to preserve me, amen. For innumerable evils have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me so that I am not able to look up. They're more than the hairs of my head. Therefore, my heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me, O Lord. Make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion who seek to destroy my life. Let them be driven backward and brought to dishonor who wish me evil. Let them be confounded because of their shame, who say to me, aha, aha. Let those, O God, right now, let all those who seek rejoice be glad in you, O God. Let such as love your salvation and say, continue, the Lord be magnified. Glory, but I am poor and needy. Yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, my God. And we just want to say thank you as we come on tonight. Amen. This new day, oh God, this midnight hour that you have ordained for such a time as this, that we can come, oh God, and receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration, oh God. We exalt your name above all names, and there's no one greater than you, and we just want to say thank you for the God. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. And amen. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us or forsake us. We thank you for every beat of our heart, every breath that we've taken, those in our family, oh God, that you've kept on tonight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Oh, Lord, we come up with ourselves with your mighty hand this morning. Amen. We come up, God, that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's not of you right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, do a new work in us on today, oh God. Do a new thing in us, oh God. Oh, changes that make us more like you, oh God. We want to be more like you, amen. We want to be more like Christ Jesus, amen. Oh, Lord, help us on today. And, Father God, we come praying with a heart of thanksgiving, amen. A heart of forgiveness and a heart of repentance. We repent right now and we turn back to you, oh God. Oh, Lord, forgive us for all our sins, known and unseen, known sins, sins of omission, sins of commission, amen. Oh, Lord, forgive us for all our transgression and trespassing enough with each other, God. Oh, Lord, purge us right now with hyssop, and we shall be cleansed. Wash them, and we shall be white as snow. Oh, Lord, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for all the blessings that you've given us and that you continue to give us every day. As we come to you, Lord God, and humble ourselves before you, we ask that you clear our minds of any preconceived thoughts, confusion, or deception. We ask you, Lord God, to block anything that's not in you, and that we hear your voice and only your voice, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your words and wisdom that we receive from you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Holy Spirit, we ask you to quicken us to our heavenly Father, Lord, in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And we come asking for your help on this morning. Amen. We come asking, God, that you help us and those in our family and all that we're concerned about. Amen. And Lord, we thank you for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to destroy all depressing, oppressing, and controlling prayers and words that have been spoken and are prayed or being spoken and are prayed or will be spoken and prayed over us. All prayers and words to destroy us. Amen. Our thoughts, our will, our emotions, our ego, our libido, our imagination, our self-conscious areas, in our prayers and words, in the power of our prayers and words. Amen. All witchcraft, sorcery, psychic witchcraft, curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, hallelujah, incantations, voodoo, black magic, white magic, wicked spells, our words, Lord, that you never initiated, and the power of them that have been spoken and are prayed of, being spoken and are prayed of, will be spoken and are prayed over us, and our family members and loved ones, our homes, our cars, our lands, our properties, our vehicles, our animals, our finances, our church meeting places, our church members, our intercessors, our apostles and prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists, our workplaces, our spirit, mind, will, emotions, imagination, ego, libido, imagination, all subconscious areas, bodies, and destroy those wrong prayers and words and the power of them. Amen. They're replaced and perpetrated and keep them far from us, along with their effects and influence through the rest of this watch, of this day. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Send those evil things into the abyss with all demonic attacks and assignments and assaults of familiar spirits, of messages of darkness, of demonic spirits and evil forces out of and away from us right there. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And things that we are praying for today and interceding for, this place and land and atmosphere, perpetrated with all darkness, darts, arrows, things, cards, fears, every imprint, impression, deception, anything of the kingdom of darkness, anything contrary to you, Father God, creator of heaven, hallelujah, earth and sun and Holy Spirit, perpetrated sickness of the abyss, in Jesus' name, to God be the glory. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to bind Satan and all demonic spirits, ears, deaf to all wrong prayers and words. Words you did not initiate. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to destroy all lies spoken in the heavens, lies spoken, words, thoughts, conjuring things, not your truth. Words to hallelujah, that you, Father God, Son, Holy Spirit, did not initiate any delusions and illusions, and the power of them out of and perpetrated away from us, the atmosphere about us and the heavens, along with their preconceived notions, thoughts, wrong and lying emotions, feelings and thoughts, evil influences, ambushes, traps, snares, plans, schemes, net systems, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, entanglements, even things lying in wait to harm us, and we ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, right now, to destroy those things, and the power of them, according to Isaiah 54 and 17, cast them, perpetrated apart from us, amen, and then replace far from us, that they cannot come near us, that they cannot influence us, along with the residues that fill us and all areas about us, in the heavens with your truth, the whole truth, and nothing but your truth, amen, that we only hear your truth, that we only speak your truth, until this past said again, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of that, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, and Isaiah 22 and 22, to shut any doors that need to be shut, spiritually and naturally in our lives, in the lives of those that we love and concerned about and praying for and interceding for in life, and opening any doors that need to be opened spiritually and naturally in our lives, in the lives of our family members and loved ones, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and seal and shut these doors that nothing evil can come through. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth right now, hallelujah, over in and through and about us, and all, Lord, that your place is in charge over, and these people that we're praying and interceding for, amen, over hedge of protection. If the enemy looks at any of us or even in our direction, he will see Jesus and flee in seven different directions. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to give us clarity of mind, clarity of thought, clarity of vision, clarity in hearing and knowing you. We ask you to bind our mind to the mind of Christ and our will to the will of God, our Heavenly Father. For in you we live and move and have our being. We declare the crowd that we know and hear your voice, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we need more of you, oh God. Oh, Lord, let peace come and be still right now, God. Wherever the enemy has caused confusion, oh, God. Hallelujah. Peace come and be still, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we seem like the way has been closed up, oh, God. That we've come to a dead end, oh, Lord, we pray in that. Oh, Lord, open up the way, oh, God, for you a way making, God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, where we've been stagnant, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let breakthrough come right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, help us to love even more. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord, and we forgive those who have hurt us, hallelujah, those who have wronged us, disappointed us, abandoned us, mistreated us, lied to us, and lied on us, amen, we forgive them right now, Lord, we ask you to forgive them and help them to turn from their sinful practices and evil doers of this world, amen, that they may receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that they may be saved, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, while it's still time, amen, and we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare Isaiah 52 and 1, amen, hallelujah, that we will awake and put on strength and put on our beautiful garments and nothing unclean will come through our lives, amen. We shake ourselves right now loose, we shake ourselves loose from the bands of our neck, amen, for we are redeemed without money, amen. Let the gospel of the kingdom be preached, amen. Let the good tidings of the Lord of peace be published. We declare, hallelujah, our God reigns, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let the waste places break forth into joy and sing together. Lord, you have comforted your children, amen, and we are your children. Lord, sprinkle our nation, let them see it. Those who have not heard, let them consider, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare Isaiah 53 and 1. We have believed your report, and your arm is revealed unto us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we will sing and shout for joy, for you have told us to enlarge the place of our tent and to stretch our tent curtains wider. For hallelujah, for our descendants will dispose of nations and settle in the desolate cities. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we will not be afraid of, we will not be ashamed, for the Lord is our maker, and he is the God of the whole earth. Amen. Lord, though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, your unfailing love for us will not be shaken, and your covenant of peace, amen, will not be removed from our lives. For you have had compassion on us, and we just want to say thank you. We receive right now the everlasting covenant, and we receive the sure, hallelujah, the sure mercies of David. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, let our light break forth as the morning. Let our health spring forth speedily. Let our righteousness go before us, oh God, and let you, oh God, hallelujah, be our rear regard. Lord, guide us continually and satisfy our soul and drought and strengthen our bones and let us be like a water garden, like a spring of water for water spill not. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, that you have given us a place within your walls and you have given us a name, an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we need your help right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that righteousness and praise spring forth before all nations. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, purge the land right now of all wicked doers. Amen. Let the wicked be purged off the land that we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy this life that you've given us in peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare Isaiah 55 and 24. Before we call you an answer and while we're yet speaking, you will hear. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare Jeremiah 31 and 14. Lord, satisfy our soul with abundance and fill us with your goodness. Amen. We decree and declare with all faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. That goodness and mercy shall, hallelujah, run us down and take us over and follow us all the days of our life. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we can't thank you enough. But yet and still we thank you. Oh, mama, mare, kasha, da, babo, shataya. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, plant our roots deep in the land that you have given us so that we never be uprooted again. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the nations receive deliverance on Mount Zion and let them walk in holiness. Let us hallowed possess our possessions. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Well, hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Father God, as we enter into this new day, oh God, this midnight hour, Lord. Lord, we come praying for a miracle of healing, oh God, for the life of your children. Oh, Lord, that healing take place, oh God. Heal us, oh God, physically, spiritually, emotionally, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we need you right now. In Heavenly Father, we ask you to place our names and those of our family and loved ones on the hearts of all prayer warriors, intercessors, and prophetic watchmen who will pray for us and our loved ones. We ask you to let them not cease or come down from their watch hours until their assignments have been complete. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask that they will conduct their intercessory assignments under the direction of the Holy Spirit of Christ Jesus, who is our chief intercessor, according to Jeremiah 27 and 18 and Ezekiel 3 and 17 and 16 and 13. Heavenly Father, we decree and declare that our times and seasons are in the hands of the Lord, and they shall not be altered or adjusted by anyone or anything. We function under your anointing, and you give us the divine ability to actually discern our times and seasons according to 1 Chronicles 12 and 32 and Psalm 31 and 15, Ecclesiastes 3:1-8, and Daniel 2:21-22, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for it, our Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You have nothing undone, and we thank you. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, that you'll bless us and those in our family, oh God, and give us traveling grace and mercies on today, oh God. Let us be blessed, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I ask that you go before us, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, it's moving out all rough patches. Amen. That may be along the way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you for traveling grace and mercies. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. And all our family members and loved ones, amen, and your children around the world. And every vehicle, form of transportation that we may take on today, and they may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in it, around, about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place everywhere our feet may tread. Amen. Heads they may be in the craft. The blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up against us and judge us, Lord, you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We put on us right now the full armor of God. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our head to the toes of our feet. And we take the shields of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy in our way right now. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that tries to come into our life and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare victory. Lord, we thank you for the victory. We thank you, Lord God, that it is done. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for your word on tonight, for we know your word is true. And forever established in heaven. Lord, we ask that your word take root in us, oh God, and be engraved on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our lives. And Lord, we ask, oh God, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word that we can apply to our daily lives, amen, that we won't just be readers and hearers, but doers of your word. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. Let every spiritual numbness, every spiritual sleep and deafness, oh God, let it be removed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare this deliverance on tonight. Amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare that we're blessed. And we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise on tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, would you just shout right now, glory. Hallelujah,
glory,
hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Because we're still here. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
thank you,
Jesus. Thank
hallelujah.
You,
thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you,
Lord. We're back here again, thanking God for keeping us. We are still here. Amen. So much to be grateful for. A lot to shout about. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're going to start with one. God bless you. Welcome this midnight hour. How you doing?
Welcome. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well. God continues to bless me and my family, so I'm very much grateful for that. And I'm just here on tonight, just expecting God to move and just for God to continue to be God and see what God has for us.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Glory to God.
We thank God for you being on the air tonight.
Thank you.
Press on in. I tell you, press on in.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hey, Sharon, God bless you. How you doing this midnight hour? Welcome.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad to be here this morning. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. All
Amen.
Day, every day.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God keep it so good to have you on the line. Huh?
It's so good
and
to
And your
be
commitment.
On the line.
Huh?
And I'm going to stay committed.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Day 5, these days go by so fast. God bless you. God keep you, Sharon. We love you and we thank God for you. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Welcome this midnight hour. How you doing?
Welcome. I count your blessings to be on just one more time at midnight, praising God and thanking God for what He has done for us. And I would like to say, thank God, I'm able to be on again tonight.
Yes. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing, I tell you.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for you, Mother Sharon Gordon.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mama, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour? Mama?
Yeah.
She's on here.
Here I go.
Can
you hear me? Uh-huh. Hello. I'm on the Alexa tonight.
Yes,
I got a little confession to say. My mind was wrestling with whether to come on the line or go to sleep. And as I was in my sleeping, like, stuff would just attack me. I couldn't move, get up. I tried to get up to go get the phone, got the living room. I started thinking my husband was coming this way and that way, just someone, like, holding me back. And, like, I'm like, I got to get up and go. God said He must have said, wake up and get on this prayer line. I really want to just go to sleep. And I'm looking at the clock. It say this time. And I'm looking at it. I said, I ain't going. But after that stuff started rattling, I'm like, I must better get on up. So I got on the Alexa. Didn't have to get out the bed. Just got on the Alexa and it went ahead. The call went through and I'm here this morning. Amen.
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 We thank God for positioning something for you to receive.
Amen.
And God want to make sure you don't miss it. Amen. Get in position.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know the enemy want to keep us, want to keep us from it. I'm telling you, some of them are trying to get on. I just tell them to keep trying. I said, keep trying to get in. Keep trying to get on. So God bless you. God keep you. I'm going to have you on the line tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Welcome this midnight hour. How you doing?
I'm blessed. I know what she's talking about, the devil, because the devil tried to not to get me on tonight because I was, my sister called me. As before 12, I told her that I was working. That I kept trying to get on the line. I couldn't get on the line. I said, devil, you a liar. Get behind me and leave me alone because I'm getting on this line. And I thank the Lord that he let me get on the line. Yes.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Indeed. You don't.
Yes,
ain't
Lord.
Nobody bad but the devil. Amen. Ain't nobody
right.
bad but
the devil.
Right. Yes. He wants us to give
amen.
Us. He wants us to fold. He wants us to give in. He wants us to come to all his antics and, you know, attack. But no, we stand and we know we have power in the name of Jesus.
Power.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. When it seems like you're going in the wrong direction, when it feels like you're trying to take your, we just start calling on the name of the Lord. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And just be still,
Lord.
Still God, and still able to bring you out, to be able to turn that thing around for your good. Amen. My Lord,
my
God, we trust
thank
you, Lord,
Jesus.
God, for
thank
all
you.
Things belong to you, Lord. We just want to say thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
We love you. Oh, Lord, we need
thank
more
you.
Of you, oh, God. More of you, Father God. We thank you, Lord. God bless you, God. We love you, and we thank
love
God for you.
Too. Yes.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm excited to be on the live this midnight hour once again. I look forward to it. My whole day is set around getting to 12 o'clock, you know. Fasting from 12 to 12 each day and just can't wait to get in position. Just thanking God. And just thanking God for you all for being on the line and being committed for these 21 days. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So tonight, our scripture is going to be coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 40 and 41.
Matthew 26.
There's two verses here. Matthew 26, verse 40 through 41 from the New King James Version reads, then he came to his disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Amen.
My Lord, my God. Come on now.
That was happening to me. Amen.
My Lord, amen.
Amen.
The Bible, when we look at this particular scripture, and I thank God for it, Jesus used Peter's boldness to warn him about the kinds of temptation he would soon face. The way to overcome temptation is to keep alert and pray. Keeping alert means being aware of the possibilities of temptation, how it being sensitive to its its subtleness, amen, and spiritually equipped to fight it, because temptation strikes where we are most vulnerable, so we can't resist it alone. Prayer is essential because God's strength can shore up our defenses and defeat Satan's power.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name, O Lord, that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of your word. It is our prayer, oh God, amen, that we will not be found sleeping, oh God. Hallelujah, that we will watch and pray, amen. At least we enter into temptation, amen. Therefore, we indeed know that the Spirit is willing, and we come, oh God, operating us according to thy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the added blessing, oh God. We see the doers of your word all the days of our life, that all will see and know that we belong to you. We are your daughters, amen. We are daughters of the kingdom of God, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God on tonight. I do want to say this before we have our prayer petition. I want to pray for marriages, and I just pray that God will restore the joy and the peace and the love in every marriage that's on this line, that man can love his wife as Jesus loved the church, and truly understand, really get a true understanding what that means. Amen. Also that we as wives, amen, would seek God first before we seek out our emotions, amen, that we would have kingdom emotions and don't become emotional and feel the need to always have something to say, amen, and just let God have his way, because only God can change the heart of a man, amen. Only God can do that. I don't care how hard he is or how big and bad he thinks he is, God has the final say in everything, and he's able to touch and turn things around. He's able to shake some things up, amen. And I just pray that God will strengthen our marriages. I pray that the peace of God, I pray that we will operate with the fruit of the Spirit of God, amen, not lacking one, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I come against every attack that the enemy has tried to launch against our marriages, amen, against our spouse, but against us in our marriages, to have us to want to fight against our husbands instead of being as one that we've been called to be, amen, because we are now one. And we're not two, amen, and remembering that, amen, and I just pray that we get an understanding. If there is no understanding, that understanding will come, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Be unified, operate in love, amen, be quick to forgive, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, Lord, we love you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. We lift up our marriages, Carol and Ralph Dillard, Swan and her husband. What is his name? I know y'all call him Sonny.
Sonny. Deontay.
I lift him up. I lift up Sharon and Samuel Gordon. I lift them up. I lift up me and my husband, Doris St. Manny. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We just pray and declare that our marriage is covered with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any man or any woman that tries to come between us, we cancel their assignment right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Anyone that the enemy has sent from their camp to cause confusion, to cause death and destruction, amen, to cause it to be an elect, we cut, let them be cut down and pushed back right now. Let their plots and prayers come to nothing, amen. Let it be destroyed, amen. Let them become confused. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let the husband remember and know that when they have us, amen, they find favor in thy sight, oh Lord. Because your word is that he that finds a wife obtaining favor from you, Lord God. So, oh Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will bring back to that remembrance, oh God, what your word says and what you call men to be to their wives and what wives, what you call us to be to our husband. Amen. You call us to be a helpmate, amen, that we will be that helpmate, hallelujah. You call man to be the head of his house and the preacher of his home, preacher of his home, oh God. So Lord, we pray for divine positioning for our husbands on today, oh God, and that we will take our position, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Favored by the Lord, amen, blessed by the Lord, ordained by our heavenly Father. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Am Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petitions. We're going to start with you, Twin. God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I touch and I agree with that prayer. It says was first that was in the front of my mind, and the second thing I want to pray for is that God show me and my family, me and my husband, what it is that we need to get into a house. I'm praying and I'm believing that God will bless us with a home. We have moved in the past, what, 3 or 4 years? We move every year. And this year, I pray that this is our last move in a house. And I want it to be in God's will. Only if it's in God's will for us to have a house, you know, in our next move. I pray that God show us what it is that we need. Give us the spiritual discipline, the financial discipline, the endurance, you know, and the will and all the tools that we need to get into our own home.
Amen.
Yes, and that's my prayer petition.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful.
Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God, as we come touching in the grand on tonight. With your daughter, oh God, and she come asking, oh God, to receive. For you are our Heavenly Father, and all things are in your hands. So your word says, Father God, that you would not withhold any good things from us, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for your goodness right now that's operating through in the life of your daughter. You are elect, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let her receive divine, hallelujah, revelation and knowledge of God and understanding what she needs to do to take the steps to get in the home that you prepare for her and her family, oh God. Lord, we pray right now that they will have financial discipline, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So that, oh Lord, let them receive provisions, oh God, that they need, oh God. Let the finances come, oh God, that they'll have all that they need in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, that, let there be no delays, oh God. Amen. Lord, order their steps, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, that. Lord, we pray for divine direction and instruction, and God is about holy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm having your time, oh God. Let everything be done according to your time, Carol's time, on time. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm having. Let there be no delays, Father God. Remove every stumbling block to their blessing. Remove every stumbling block on their way to their home, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that order come into their life right now, God. So that when they get into that home, things are already in order with you, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Of Christ, and each thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare no lack, no setbacks, amen, no missed opportunities in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
God bless you.
God keep you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
I got a little glory to God. I have been praying on the God-fearing man. Look. And ironically, I met a guy. God here. He's celibate. So that means he is God here. He ain't looking for nothing but conversation and a God here wife.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been praying for. Won't he do it?
Yes, Lord.
And this is the truth. Never met a God-fearing man in my life like this. Because they all want to jump and be with me first meet.
Jesus.
And I just thank the Lord for this man. And if he is what he say he is, that means the Lord did send him to me. Hallelujah.
Wait on him. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, as we come pray and lifting up your daughter, Father God, we decree and declare that she will not be deceived, amen, that she will not take any counterfeits. Anything that needs to be revealed, Lord God, in him, oh God, let it be revealed, oh God. Let the truth be revealed, oh God. That if it is that you that's operating, Father God, that she will see it, and if it's not, that she will see it also, that she will not operate with spiritual blindness, oh God. But Lord, you will give her new eyes to see, new ears to hear, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of better. And we just want to say, thank you as we decree and declare victory. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that the one that you have ordained for our life, oh God, hallelujah, is either there or on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare your word on tonight for the life of your daughter, Sharon Matthew, that eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, incident to the hearts of man, the plans that you have for your daughter, because she belongs to you. It don't matter what nobody said or saying right now, she is your daughter. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for the divine assistance. We thank you, Lord God, that you give us time and hallelujah to get back to you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, I pray in your blessing that you'll bless us. And when you're multiplying, oh God, that you'll multiply her as the stars of the heavens and the sand of the sea, with our favor and our protection. Amen. With our help. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you, Sharon. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Mama Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. Oh, this is wonderful tonight. All about you.
Hallelujah.
It's better to have your own than to burn. So you have to pray for you. You have to ask God, what must I do? What must I do? And God will send no help. But you got to own yourself. And you got to walk the walk. And take in God's arm. So God will bless you with a husband. I'm a living testimony. God bless you with friends of God. And I just thank him every day of my life. And I tell him all the time, just bless us more and more and more. Like this. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing, Lord. We thank you for the God of your daughter. But we pray that you would just keep on blessing, oh God, that you would continue to work in and work on, oh God, all that sub you, oh God. Let it be, oh God, restore the life of your daughter, oh God. Oh Lord, fill this your temple with as much Shekinah glory as possible, oh God. Oh Lord, to overflowing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, help her on today, oh God, all that you have for to do, that she will fulfill every assignment that you place in her care. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let your word be in her mouth, oh God, continuously, oh God. That she would preach your word, teach your word, oh God, and speak your word in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray for restoration of the life of the husband, oh God. Oh Lord, to restore him to good health, oh God. Oh Lord, restore him, oh God, to the joy of our salvation. Amen. That ties are right there with our Holy Ghost and with our fire, oh God. Lord, we pray for a long life for your daughter and son, that they will not live one day apart. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they will live a long, healthy, blessed life together.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Mama Sharon Gordon. Yes, Lord Jesus. We bless your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
I don't have anything. You know, specific, because you, when you say your prayer, when you begin, you pray for me for everything, all covered. But I did like the prayer for the marriages. You know, me and my husband bullshit, and I'm a stubborn person. But lately, we ain't been arguing with each other. But I pray for the marriages, and I pray and hope that the guy that my sister met, that he is God-fearing, and as she would be God-fearing with him, because she deserves a husband. Let God use you, because all men, God ain't sent to you. Sometimes we go and pick for ourselves. You know, we got that little eye. That person that you met, that God, he's a God-fearer, and God sent him.
God reveals all things
to you. Don't take it in your hands. Let God use you, and he's going to open your eyes and let you see everything, whether that man is for you or not. So I pray for happiness for you.
Hallelujah. That's a word from her. She will get married. You might have a word from her. We touch and agree, and Lord, we lift up your daughter tonight, oh God. And we just pray, oh God, that she will receive your joy, oh God. Hallelujah. That she will be strengthened in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for your plan, oh God, that you have sent her a husband, oh God, a God-fearing man, a loving man, a man that will love her like Christ loved the church. Amen. Hallelujah. Understanding, oh, amen. Hallelujah. That the woman is a weaker vessel, that his prayers will be hindered when you don't do what by your wife. That's what your word says, oh God. Hallelujah. And amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare victory over your life, victory over all that God is placing your care. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And Lord, I pray that you will continue to bless your daughter, Carol, and her marriage, oh God. Lord, we pray for a restoration, oh God. Let there be a time of refreshing in her marriage, oh God. Let there be a time that they may, that they will renew their vows in spirit. Amen. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for our bodies and the age of God. But the spirit is still willing. The spirit is still youthful. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
I love you, Mama. Thank God for you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Go ahead.
I want you all to pray for me that the Lord brought me. He had me with my husband for 37 years. And I hope you all have many, many more. And I thank the Lord.
Amen.
We had a good relationship. We were like sisters and brothers because my son used to come home. He thought we had company and how we were keeping up so much noise. But it was really beautiful, and I thank the Lord for it. And I wanted to pray for everyone on the line that they have a success in their marriage also. And don't forget our kids. I got my kids and my grandkids, so I'm holding on them. They're my husband now. And I thank the Lord. I wish you all to pray for me, that the Lord would get me out this bed and let me walk in his name. That's my daily prayer.
Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for the life and the health of your daughter, oh God. Lord, we pray for restoration. We know you to be a Lord, a God of restoration. We know you to be a God that is able. We know you to be a healer, Father God. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Oh, Lord, that you will move mighty in the life of God, the body of your daughter, oh God. That you will release your miracle virtue, oh God. Your miracle healing virtue to our body, oh God. Your miracle anointing, oh God, that brings healing, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that you will touch, oh God, in the mighty way, oh God. That you will rise up, oh God, out for bed and walk in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. As we did for three in the crab, that it is so and it shall be no other way. Because, Lord, we know, oh God, that all things are possible with you, Father God. We know that you're able, Lord God. So, Lord, we ask you, God, that you'll be willing, oh God, in this day and time, oh God, oh God. That your daughter will be humble to be able, God, to walk again, oh God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we want to thank you, oh God, that she's still here with us, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, that healing is in her body even right now, God. That you take the pit of her stomach, oh God, and that you speak to the blood but we know life of the flesh is in the blood. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare it is so. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you, over your children and grandchildren, and all that your mother concerned about. We decree and declare all is protected. All is made new, amen. All is justified and justified by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Everything is in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. All to God. Praise to God. We really love you. We thank God for you.
Love you too. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Love
you keep our
witness
up tonight in prayer. I want to lift up prophetess Awanda Holtz, that she's been going through some things in her marriage and just a lot of stuff she's been going through for some time. I'm going to lift her up and pray the peace and the joy of God, God's protection and God's help be with her. Also, I want to lift up my husband, Lord St. Manny, just praying that God will continue to help him, bless him, instruct him and guide him in his walk and in his life, and anything that's not of God, I command it to cease this works right now and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The life of my children, amen, and grandchildren, Paula Smith and her family, Preston, her grandson for healing, Ayana and her family, amen, Michael, even House for healing, and James Seven, who we've been praying for since we've been on this line. I want to continue to pray for them and lift them up, praying for healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Angela Green, our cousin, just praying that God will continue to help her, guide her, and keep her, and be her strength, and let his hands of protection be around her and her family in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. I pray that God will open the doors for my son, Kendrick, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Doors of employment and good opportunities, doors that would bring the right people into his life. Amen. And I just pray for his deliverance, anything that's not of God, that God will deliver him from it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Pray for healing for Jamel, my daughter, that should be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Pray for my cousin, Tequila Mack, and just pray that God will send the husband that he has for her, that he's ordained for her life. Amen. Amen. I pray that God will get the storms around her, the times that she feels lonely. Hallelujah. God will comfort all of our, Lord, our comfort, the comfort. Lord, of our hope, the hope in our life, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God will just keep her, amen, in perfect peace, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I look at my Aunt Bridget. I just pray that God will touch her in a mighty way, and hallelujah, that she will seek God even more, amen, not her way, but seek to do God's will for her life and her children, all may be saved in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, God. We decree and declare all this well. Hallelujah, in our family, in Jesus Christ's mighty name, we pray to God. Amen and amen. As we close out tonight, I'm going to put our phones on mute so I can go ahead and pray. I'm going to be praying prayers as we're strategically praying this 21 days, prayers and breaking the power of double-mindedness on us and our family. You know, and you have double minds sometimes, like you said, you want to get online and you're like, I'm not getting on that line, and you're battling with your own self about, you know, doing what God has called you to do, or battling in your marriage. You know, everything starts in the mind. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, and so we don't want to be double-minded and be unstable in our ways.
Amen.
All right, as Lion had hung me up there, I'm back on the phone. Hopefully y'all can hear me. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
can y'all hear me now?
We can hear you now.
It just hung up. It was but let us pray. Let us pray here as we get ready to close out on the line here. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, we come lifting up your holy name, Father God, and we ask in Jesus' name that every prayer that went forth, oh God, hallelujah. And we ask, oh God, that you answer our prayers according to thy will, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind and rebuke every spirit that would attempt to distort, disturb, or disintegrate the development of our personality. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break our curse of schizophrenia, double-mindedness on our family, family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and rebuke the spirit of double-mindedness in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to James 1 and 8. We bind and take authority over the strong man of rejection and rebellion and separate them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cast out the spirit of rejection, fear of rejection, and self-rejection in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cast out our spirits of lust, fantasy, lust, harlotry, and perverseness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cancel our spirits of insecurity, inferiority, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cancel our spirits of self-accusation, compulsive confession, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cancel our spirits of fear of judgment, self-pity, false compassion, false responsibility, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cancel our spirits of depression, despondency, despair, discouragement, and hopelessness, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cancel our spirits of guilt, condemnation, unworthiness, and shame in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cast out our spirits of perfection, pride, vanity, ego, intolerance, frustration, amen, impatience in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cast out our spirits of unfairness, withdrawal, pouting, unreality, fantasy, daydreaming, vivid imagination in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cast out our spirits of self-awareness, sensitivity, loneliness, and sensitivity in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind out and we bind and cast out our spirits of talkativeness, nervousness, tension, and fear in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cast out our spirits of self-will, selfishness, and stubbornness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the spirit of accusation, amen. We bind and cast out our spirits of self-delusion, self-deception, and self-seduction in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cast out our spirits of judgment, pride, and unteachable spirits in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cast out our spirits of control and possessiveness, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cast out the root of bitterness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cast out our spirits of hatred, resentment, violence, murder, unforgiveness, anger, and retaliation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cast out our spirits of paranoia, suspicion, distrust, persecution, confrontation, and fear in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare this deliverance for ourselves and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about, and we thank you for, Lord. Father God, as we lay down on tonight to sleep, Lord, we ask that you bless us with sweet dreams and peace of sleep on tonight. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you encamp your warring angels around us to protect us from seen and unforeseen dangers through the night and day. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we rebuke and cast down every spirit of incubus, succubus, every vampire spirit, creeping spirit, demonic spirit that will cause nightmares, insomnia, or try to torture us in our sleep. Amen. Or cause sleep paralysis. And we decree and declare victory over all the works of the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare all is well with us in our home. Oh, Lord, speak to our hearts on tonight as we sleep. Let healing come. Let deliverance come. Let restoration come. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, let your hedge of protection be around us and those in our family. Let there be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection. And we thank you for, Lord. We decree and declare it is so, and it shall be the other way, that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath, and we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God, amen, sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, amen, healed by the stripes of Jesus. We're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, and we thank you for, Lord, that we are blessed, and we're going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless y'all. God keep you. At this time, we're going to wrap up here. We're a little bit over our time on here. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen, and I'll release the pastor's blessing. Torin, we'll start with you. God bless you. Go ahead.
Say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Ain't Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. I love all of y'all.
Thank you, Lord. Love you.
Amen. Mama Sharon Garden, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead. Mama.
Okay.
All right. Cousin Marisa.
Went
oh. Cousin Marisa.
I love everybody and have a rest of your night and a good night's sleep. Love you.
Amen.
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 Love you.
In the name of Jesus
Christ.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. God bless y'all. God keep you. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you learn to walk in righteous paths of obedience so that you receive the inheritance that God has made possible through the blood of Jesus Christ at the cross when he took your poverty and gave you the riches of Abraham. May you walk in that dimension of great faith and receive God's richest blessing. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Good morning.
Larissa.
Morning.
Yes.
Oh, I want to see
you tomorrow.
Okay. Anytime.
Okay.
Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say,